And we have the following people. We have Avery Doria, Bill Drake, Lynn Saint-Amour, Marilia Maciel, Rafik Damak, and from staff we have Nigel Hickson, Alexandra Dunn, Anne-Rachel Iné, and myself, Renata DeWolf.
Hello, it's Becky.
Oh, hello, Becky.
Hello.
Did I miss anybody else who's just on the audio and not in the room? Okay, Rafik, you have the floor.
Thanks, Renata, and thanks for everyone for joining this call. So it's basically the last chance for us to prepare for the session in Singapore. And basically we'll try for today to finalize preparation for the Internet Governance public session and also the cross community working group face-to-face session in Singapore. And also we are planning to get an update about what happened in Davos last week. So I think one of the urgent things that we need to finalize is regarding if everybody is agreeing about the panelists, and so we can send invitation as soon as possible to get them to get confirmation. Otherwise, we need to find a work, kind of a replacement or a solution there. So, any comment here? Any suggestion?
Rafik, good afternoon, Nigel Hickson. Could I just say something very briefly?
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. On the in terms of the Internet Governance public session, which we've obviously discussed in previous calls, I just wanted to confirm that I've had acceptances for the first item. As you know, there's two items on the IG session. The first item is on Net Mondial Initiative and other IG issues. And we reached out to Wolfgang Kleinwachter, and he's accepted. And we reached out to Janis Kartlins, who's the chair of the MAG, and he's accepted. And we reached out to Kathy Brown. Unfortunately, she's come back and apologized. She thanks us for the invitation, but she has a conflict that day, and she's asked if Sally Wentworth, who's her vice president for public policy issues, can take part instead. So I provisionally said that we would welcome Sally Wentworth, but obviously it's up to the group. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Najat. Thanks for the update. But I think there is a name missing here. Ambassador Benedicto Fonseca. Did you reach him or?
I've reached out to him, but have not had a response yet. But I will actually be seeing him later today at the ITU, or I hope to. So I will try and confirm with him. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Regarding the replacement for Kathy, you can have, I think, comments from the participant here. And I see Marilia wants to comment. Yes, Marilia?
Thank you very much, Rafik. First of all, just an update. I've heard from CGI PR counselors that, in principle, Ambassador Benedito was not on the list of participants. So I am supposing that either they have not made decision about it, which is strange because it's really close, or he's not going and who's going is John Deere, who was on the list. So I know Nigel said he's meeting him today. He can confirm that, but just for us to have the heads up and maybe to extend the invitation to John Deere representing the foreign ministry. I don't know if you agree with that. Another point I would like to make is that I still miss in the first topic people that are part of the council, the first council committee of the Net Mundial initiative. So I would like to stress again the suggestion that we have a moderator that is part of the committee, and I suggested Bill's name. I think that he has been following the discussion since the beginning, so he would be able to make a very good moderator for this session and to bring topics that are currently being discussed on the subgroup that is talking about the COR of the Net Mundial initiative. And lastly, not raised this topic before, but it seems to me that of course, ICANN continues to play an important role in the Net Mundial initiative, so maybe it would be interesting to have someone from ICANN as well on the panel. I don't know if Fadi is himself or someone else, but maybe this is something we can consider. Thank you.
Thanks, Maria. But I had the difficulty to hear you well, but just want to confirm. Who are you suggesting as a moderator?
I suggested Bill for a moderator, as I said before, on the list, and maybe to invite someone from ICANN to talk on the panel. I don't know if Fadi himself or Nora, who is facilitating the work of Net Mundial Initiative. I hope you could hear me now.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Maria. I see Bill wants to comment. Yes, Bill?
Hello, everybody. all right, a couple things. One is, as a general matter, I'm a little procedurally puzzled. I want to make sure we are not reinstating the panel structure. I thought we had agreed not to have panels per se. When we talked on previous calls and emailed back and forth, the discussion was that we would have people make very brief kind of comments, like 2 minutes max to start conversations. So, and I thought that was agreed. So if we're doing that, I don't really see the point of listing panelists per se, because then you're sort of creating the impression that we're all going to be sitting there doing a talking heads thing again, and that's, I think, not what we wanted to do, especially if we're spending a limited amount of time on this topic. I would also note that, as Murali just said, the people that are listed are not involved. So that's kind of, except for Wolfgang, that's makes for kind of an odd discussion of what's going on in Net Mundial when you've got people who are not involved in Net Mundial initiative. So I hope that if we're going to do this, that we will stick with the idea of having a more open and interactive discussion with not really canned presentations of any length. We had talked about having a U-shaped room. I hope that that's happening. I've not heard anything about the room configuration. Maybe Nigel can remind us. I had the same concern about some other meetings that we often do, such as the NCSG board meeting. I really think this kind of a traditional kind of seating arrangement is a real problem. So can we just clarify what we're doing? Are we sticking with the looking at Olivier's January 15th message and various others on the list, are we sticking with what we agreed before, or are we revising it? Thanks.
Okay. So, Bill, I think it does what Maria said. It's just kind of, they are supposed to be kind of, I mean, to give in short, intervention. I mean, it's not panel per se here, and so I think that was what was agreed last time. I don't see that there is the agreement here. About the shape, I think that was supposed to be confirmed by Nigel. Nigel, can you confirm that we get U shape outline for the meeting room for the session?
Yes, thank you, Nigel Hickson. Yes, we've put the request in. They've said there's no reason why we shouldn't have the U-shaped room. I mean, until we actually get to the location, sometimes there's complications, but certainly we haven't been told we can't have it. So I'm confident we can for the time available, and there were also some other suggestions on the way the seats should be laid out, and we can look into that as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Okay, so I think if you are confident, I think we can be confident that we can get it in Singapore. We just maybe need to call. I mean, I didn't see any objection for what was the proposal as a replacement for Kathy. Sally can be good. I mean, Sally from ISO, I think can be a good replacement. I'm just trying to check also what was, I mean, we had from last time as the remaining for this session. I think that basically we are set here. Just let me confirm for the moderation. Dave, you volunteered last time for this topic.
I'm sorry, Rafiq, could you say that again?
Okay, I'm just trying here to confirm for the moderator for topic one.
Oh, yes. A couple of people said on the list, that they suggested me, and I'm totally happy to do that.
Okay, that's so good. I mean, just to confirm, to put names in there. Okay, thanks, Bill.
But can I just, I don't mean to interrupt, Rafiq, but the only challenge is, again, in booting up the conversation, I will want to make it clear that they're giving initial comments on the general aspect, but then I would like to turn to people who are actually involved in the process, like Marilia and Joao and others, who can speak to what's happening in the Coordinating Council and so on. So I wouldn't want to restrict the initial discussion just to the speakers. That's all. Just
yes. I think as moderator, you can handle that.
All right.
Understanding your comment, I see in the chat, just to avoid any confusion, I think we can have to avoid in the agenda to be published in the online, so we will avoid to kind of to see if that is a panel or something similar to avoid that any misunderstanding, so we'll be careful there. Any further comment for this topic? Okay, so what is remaining is just to confirm, Nigel, we will confirm with the ambassador, and also, I mean, to confirm for the replacement. I think we are set for topic one. For topic two, it's just also, I mean, we will avoid to say a panel, and just to confirm who will be I mean, from ICANN and who else from the community. So nobody wants to comment or suggest something?
Dead silence is probably not helping us move forward. Let me try to extemporate. This was a topic that actually, I think, it was a couple of the business community people who are not on this call suggested it. I think Marilyn, Greg Shedden, and a few other folks had raised this point in particular. And insofar as it was their suggestion and they had specific ideas about it, why not ask them to kick off the discussion? Because we're all kind of sitting here going, okay, what are we doing? So why not let the parties who raise the issue, ask the parties who raise the issue to raise it here? They could pose an initial framing and then get feedback. We wouldn't want to turn it into, I think we don't want to have it look like there's some sort of a binary, though. I mean, I don't want to set up a discussion where some people from the community are complaining and then staff are responding and, you know, justifying or something like that. That's not the feeling we want to have for this discussion. I guess the idea would be to try to reach a shared understanding of this without dwelling too much on perceptions of past particulars. That would be my thought. I don't want to spend too much time looking backwards, personally, because we've done it a lot already.
Okay, thanks, Neil. I think for this, just really maybe to work for the future. I mean, we're not going back to the past and going again over there and about the issue we had as a community and how the staff maybe acted on behalf of ICANN, but maybe kind of to be more constructive here. But I understand your concern. And I guess that if we have people have discussed, we need some balance. Yes, Ian, I see that you raised your hand. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Just sometimes, depending on how they're set up, it seems as though not the right people don't necessarily see it. I just wondered, I just joined this group at the last ICANN meeting and joined a couple of calls since then. So I don't know what the discussion was previous to that, but are there some specific things this group would like to get, either, get out a different sort of, specifics, a different sort of engagement, different sort of processes, building on what Bill said, which was his kind of lack of interest in terms of looking forward, and I assume that means looking backward. I assume that means no interest in looking backwards and just kind of banging on about things we were unhappy with previously. Do we have a straw man or some specific behaviors or process changes or something that we might suggest to actually kick off the discussion in a way that would advance the relationship?
Okay, let's go to Marilyn and see if other wants to respond to this. Yes, Maria?
Thanks so much, Rafiq. First of all, regarding topic two, it would be nice if people that propose the topic stick around to develop the proposals, because I believe that it was proposed in a very strong manner that convinced everybody on the call, but it's a session that is very hard to shape, as Bill pointed out, because the tendency after discussing Net Mundial is that we look backwards and what happened, and I don't think that this is very useful. I think that, as Lynn mentioned and asked in the chat, the important thing to discuss is the challenges that we have ahead in 2015 and how to make sure that the community and ICANN staff are in tune to form the participation and the involvement of ICANN in the meetings to come. I think that should be our main goal for session two. And just to clarify, because I re-asked it too, the mandate of the CCWG is broad, and usually in our face-to-face meetings, we discuss all of the issues that are now important in the internet governance scenario, all of the meetings, how if this impacts on ICANN, how we could get involved. So it's really a moment for us to get up-to-date in the different processes that we need to follow. And we did put together an agenda, a mapping of all the meetings that are taking place this year, and it would be nice to follow up on that. Just on the public session, we pick up two different topics and to discuss with the community, but in our face-to-face, it's more, we dig down more in internet governance spaces and what is being discussed there. Thank you, Rafiq.
Thanks, Olivia. I want to observe here that regarding the relation with ICANN staff, I think we are collaborating well now. I mean, we have Nashel and Dan Rachel and even Sally attended our calls, and I think we are cooperating and trying to find how we can work together. So I think in that front, we approved a lot compared to what happened before. And so if you want, I guess, make this session more, this topic about that's more constructive, I guess, yes, we can propose kind of milestone or what we want for the cross-community working group to focus on the next month. I'm not sure if, for example, I feel like Abri is talking about ITU, I don't know, the council. I'm not sure about which acronym, the CWG here, and maybe the WASIS+10 review and so on. So I think it's up to the community and you guys and for that topic to propose concrete action for the working group to work with the ICANN staff on that. So yes, please.
This is making me a little bit uncomfortable, and by the way, I have kind of laryngitis, so apologies if I'm hard to understand. The problem is we're having varying participation in this group from call to call, and so people who expressed very strong interest in something at time T1 are not here at time T2, and it makes it a little bit hard for the other ones to figure out exactly how we proceed. I'm looking again at the discussion online, when we talked about these things previously, Olivier had suggested that we would spend 40% of the 75 minutes on Net Mundial initiative and 60%, however you want to divide that up, on this topic. And if we are doing that, then I would think we really need to have some more clarity about exactly what we're doing. The meeting is in a little bit more than a week, and we've got a very broad subject line here that doesn't have I'm trying to envision the really productive and focused conversation that ensues. So I'm wondering if we should take this back to the list and ask the people who raised the issue exactly how they want to scope the discussion, what they have in mind that we would talk about, or How should we proceed? I mean, we're all kind of groping here because it wasn't a suggestion of any of the people who are speaking right now, and we have to put on a show for 100 plus people. we don't want to go in there and just flail around. So I think we really need to get some direction from the folks who wanted to do this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rafiq, we cannot hear you.
It's open for the sound that you have. Can you hear me?
You're very faint.
Okay. Maybe it's okay.
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So what I was trying to say, I'm not underwater. What I was trying to say is that I really hope that we can finalize the topic for today, but some that it's the topic number two needs to be revisited and to check again the list and how we should be shaped. Renata, can you please put this as an action item if we need to get more input within the list and to see how we can make it for this part.
Yes, okay.
Just trying to figure out is Bill, do you suggest a specific question? Maybe it can be helpful in terms that we can get the clear input. Otherwise, maybe we are going in cycles and get the same explanation. Do you have a specific question or so that we can share in the list?
Just using Bill's opportunity before about the silence. Maybe we could ask those that were the most adamant about having this topic, specifically what they'd like to see as outcomes. Are they looking for a set of agreement, a set of principles between the community and ICANN staff? Are there specific behavior or process changes they're looking for? To the extent we had even just two bullets that we could talk to or begin talking to, we could then use the session to flesh that out a little bit. But to Bill's point, I mean, it doesn't aid anybody to look back and continue beating the same horses, but really to apply everything we've all seen and say this is what we think would be most helpful to advance internet governance going forward. Just two or three specific areas or specific topics, behaviors.
Well, radio silence. I'm going to try and break it again. This is Bill. I agree completely with what Lynn is saying. I think we should write back to, we should send a message to, you should send, Rafiq, as co-chair, I nominate you, a message to Greg and Marilyn and CC the group and ask what exactly did they want to talk about and would they like to be lead-offs on the discussion. Is that okay with you? And then the other thing I would ask is maybe we should consider tweaking the time allocation that was suggested when Olivier said 40-60. I think with Net Mundial Initiative, at least people know what it is they don't know, or at least there's known unknowns and there's unknown unknowns, I suppose, too. But at least there's a focused topic for people to go around circles on. So we might want to make it more 50-50 or something like that, because it would be very odd if we say, okay, fine, we move on now from Net Mundial Initiative to this other thing, and then we all kind of like sit there and look at each other. That would not be, since we asked the staff, we suggested to the staff strongly that the community should play a role, a key role in shaping these sessions going forward. It would be a pity if the first time we do that, we end up with half the show being kind of like nothing. I would feel rather bad about that outcome.
This is Becky. I'm not on the. I'm not in the Adobe room, but I agree with Phil.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Rafiq.
Okay. I have a problem with Adobe in my phone, but I'm trying to. Okay. Yes. So. Okay, Bill. We will send. This question, trying to clarify. So the purpose of this topic, and maybe we need to change the time allocation between the two sessions, and probably we need maybe to spend more on the first topic, or also kind of maybe to be more constructive and to see what we can do on topic two. I mean, kind of maybe do agreeing on some. To say what maybe the cross-community working group should cover in the next month, and what we have as maybe kind of a milestone that we can set for us, for ourselves. Okay, so understanding that we have to double check about topic two, I would suggest if we can maybe move to the other item. Okay. Well, for the face-to-face meeting, I think we are almost set here. Unless if you have, yes, Bill. I mean, this is one of the things I think that we can do is really to talk more about. What really matters in internet governance within this year, and to move forward. So for the face-to-face meeting, I think we are set. I mean, unless if you have any additional comment or suggestion.
I'm feeling not set. I'm really wondering.
You are there is how and looks too happy, but yes, you're not set.
As I just said in the chat, sorry, Becky's not in the chat. When we first talked about what we were going to do in the public session, the initial ideas was that. Part of what we would be doing, aside from Net Mundial Initiative, was to talk about what was happening in some intergovernmental spaces in which ICANN is represented and has an interest. And we talked about the WSIS Plus 10 process and what's going on there and looking forward to the December UN General Assembly meeting. And we talked a little bit about the IPU, which Nigel attends and represents ICANN, and so on, and I don't really remember from the conversations how that drifted off the agenda and into this let's talk about staff and community thing, other than that a couple of people suggested it and, you know, so on. So I'm kind of wondering whether we should revert, and because at least then we would have a concrete, real thing that we know we're talking about. I don't know what anybody else thinks of that, but I mean, there are people in our in this group who are not on the call now, Marilyn and others, who will be attending, as well as Nigel and Avery and myself and others, the ITU Council Working Group on Internet Public Policy and the Council Working Group on WSIS and so on and so forth. There are things happening there. Some of them pertain in some manner towards ICANN space. Maybe people would be interested to know about that. I don't know. But right now I'm feeling like this discussion topic looks like a big stinker. the conversation could either go nowhere or just descend into a lot of backward-looking complaining, which is utterly not interesting to me. I would welcome others' thoughts.
This is Becky.
Sorry?
Hi, it's Becky. I'd like to get in the queue.
Okay, yes, please.
I'm sorry I wasn't on the other call, so I don't exactly understand. I could imagine a useful conversation about the community participating in sort of ICANN decision-making about its Internet governance activities. That seems to me to be, you know, potentially an interesting and positive discussion. It's clear that the advocates for that discussion are not the people on the telephone. I wonder if it might be just it makes sense to go back to Marilyn and Greg and anybody else and say, you know, we need a concrete, outline idea, list of participants, et cetera, or else we'll have to figure out some other way to use the time. I'm also interested in the things that, you know, in terms of an update on the things that are going on that Bill was talking about, but I could see some value in having an interactive and forward-looking and positive discussion. I'm happy to reach out to Greg this morning and see if I can get his attention. I know he's very, engaged in the CWG stuff.
Yeah, and this is what Lynn saying, where I just wanted to concur with what Becky said and virtually all of what Ed as well. And I think this could be a very useful discussion. I just think a preparation needs to be stepped up a bit for it.
Thanks, Becky. I see that Maria wants to comment.
Yes, thank you very much, Rafik. This is Marilia speaking. I agree in general terms with what we said about the interest on reporting back and doing this mapping of what is going on. Actually, in the last call, I proposed that we should start a session some 5 to 7 minutes of updates of what has been produced, because some interesting things have been produced by ICANN and staff in different processes. Nigel here, ICANN did a comment on the CICD mapping of policy issues related to internet governance. So I think that there are things that a broad set of the community would be interested at least to know. The point I'd like to make is that in our calls, not everybody participates all the time. And even though I don't think that topic 2 is very useful in this context, at least if we not shape it with a forward-looking perspective, I don't think it's very right to take time out of it or to remove it from the agenda altogether because we do not agree with it. Because in other calls, we were not present and people decided to put this topic in. We are on the verge of the meeting, so I think we should stick to the two topics that we have decided, and maybe in our face-to-face meeting have a serious conversation about engagement and decisions and maybe to work more on the list, because if people can make it to the call and it's understandable, we have so many calls and so many processes going on, then let's use the list more effectively to discuss. But I believe that we should stick to the topics that we have discussed before. Maybe just adding a 5 to 7 minutes of updating to the community. But that's all that I think we should change at this point. Otherwise, we are just enhancing and increasing the governance problems and the decision-making process. It is not very good for lack of participation, not because of moderation or the chairs, but because people are so busy, they are not being able to participate as they should. Thank you.
Let me respond to that, Marilia. I mean, we don't make decision during golf call. I mean, their proposal and the question, and we send them to the list to get people feedback and comment, so we don't make any decision. So some people today are proposing to revisit the topic number 2 and ask a question what the purpose and what we wanted to achieve here, and we are going to ask. Nobody is going to remove decision for the time being. So, I mean, the issue is we need people to respond to the mailing list. The issue, what's happening in the last weeks, we're not getting so much input or feedback. It's really few people who are responding to the follow-up of the calls. So we're not making decisions here. We are just trying to get input, and we will share that and also the question with the rest of the group and the mailing list. So we are trying to improve that, but it needs also people to respond. And the last time, I recall that Olivier sent what was discussed in the last call, and as far as I recall, it was mostly Bill, Olivier, and Marvin responding to him. So Olivier responded to himself. So, so we will ask this question in the mailing list, and we will try to work out on this hopefully before Singapore. Otherwise, the worst case that it will be that we need to agree during the face-to-face session. We are supposed, I think, to prepare, but I mean, if we cannot make it within the list, the last chance will be in Singapore in the Monday session. Okay, so we have 15 minutes left in this call, and we still have one agenda item. So trying here to see if there is any comment or suggestion for action that we need to follow up, otherwise we can move to the next item. And yes, Avri, being on the same term with accountability is kind of, it means that we may have not what we want as attendance, but we have to live with that. Okay, so any... Okay, I see that Bill is commenting in the chat. If we can agree, we can make it just in the face-to-face, the working group face-to-face session, and then we avoid to do it in the public session and define rework the topic number 2 as what was suggested here in the call, so we need to check in the list. So. And yes, the session is supposed partly to be used to prepare for the Thursday public meeting. Okay, so let's move to the next item, and that's an update about the Davos and. We have the chance to have Bill, who was there, if also maybe if I should get any he has any updates so he wants to share, but let's talk with me. So
Yes, I'm sorry, I was reading email. I didn't realize that this had been put on the agenda because I didn't look at it. But anyway, Davos, so to clarify, Net Mundial Initiative did not do anything at Davos. Fadi was having, I think, a lot of private conversations with various political and corporate-type people, in which I gather he was mentioning that the Mundial Initiative was coming into being and was probably seeking support and endorsement or whatever for it. I don't know what else because I wasn't privy to those conversations. But there was nothing formally on the agenda, like no Net Mundial Initiative announcement or something like that, that I know of. One of the weird things about Davos, I have to say, is there's the public agenda and then there's private meetings. And the private meetings, who gets invited to the private meeting seems to be variable. So there was, there were about at least 15 meetings about the Internet in various ways, with different policy issues, a lot of stuff on security and trust issues and things like that. But there was not, that I know of, anything where NMI was formally presented or discussed. I was on a session with Fadi, and the only session that was like nominally on Internet governance per se really was not. It was Fadi and me and Kathy and the head of OECD and the head of WIPO and somebody else, I can't remember. And we went into breakout groups, and basically the groups talked about kind of various random Internet-related issues that people in the audience had said, hey, this is an issue. And the only breakout group that did IG per se was mine. And we talked about things at a very high level of generality, to be quite honest, because people who come to WEF come from all kinds of backgrounds. I had people in the group who work in real estate. Some of them didn't really know what ICANN was, to be honest. When I read these press reports from Kieran McCarthy and others about the synergies supposed between Davos and the Net Mundial Initiative, I find it sometimes very perplexing, having seen the absence thereof on Earth, as opposed to what they're writing. So I don't know what else I could tell you that would be of interest other than to say that the World Economic Forum is launching its own initiative that they call the Future of the Internet, which is really not about the future of the Internet, but that's what they're calling it, in the sense that it's not about the future of the Internet in the way that people would normally talk about that in terms of the technical evolution of the net or its institutional evolution. It's really much more focused on how the Internet is affecting business processes in different industries and raising a few policy issues, in particular privacy and security. And they intend to have that be a kind of ongoing part of various WEF meetings that they hold around the world going forward. And basically they invite members to join the grouping, which I think means pony up money to be in the grouping, to carry on that conversation and learn from the discussions. But it's really not specifically about IG. It's really not institutionally focused. There's nothing. I don't imagine it talking about ICANN in any real way. When I've talked to staff about it, they seem to feel that the kind of stuff that we talk about is just way too detailed for their community, way too into the weeds. They're trying to speak to a much broader and more diverse range of participants, which was, of course, part of Fadi's thinking, I think, in linking the Mondial Initiative to WEF in the first place, was that you would bring in new players from new other industries and so on, not just GTLD businesses, etc. So I'm rambling on, and I will stop. I'm sorry I wasn't prepared, but I hope that addresses whatever questions.
Thanks, Keith.
Rafiq?
Yes.
Rafiq?
It's okay now?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I was saying thanks, Bill. It sounds really exciting there. I hope that you had a lot of fun. And I think Nigel wanted to add something. Yes, Nigel.
Yes, thanks very much, Nigel Hickson, for the record. We were asked to briefly report on this at the last meeting, but of course Bill Drake was much closer than certainly I was to Davos. I got as far as Gare Cornavin in Geneva, I think. But as Bill said, I think the important distinction here is that the discussions at Davos, of course, are heavily influenced by the WEF agenda, and WEF, of course, can put what they like on the agenda. And I think generally, you know, ICANN was pleased. Fadi Chahadi came back fairly positive about Davos and gave an indication that perhaps up to 20 to 25% of the discussions he went to touched on the internet in some way or another. Not specifically, as Bill has said, as on internet governance, but on internet issues. And I suppose the most significant development was this Future of the Internet initiative, which is going to take place. This is a WEF initiative, and people can join it or not, depending on the usual WEF rules, etc. But potentially, yes, it could be quite interesting. And I think Fadi Chahadi will keep fairly close to it and will monitor it or ask other people to monitor it, and no doubt other people from ICANN perhaps will attend the regional meetings when they take place, but of course separate from Net Mondial. But in general, fairly positive session, I think, at the WEF, including a number of bilateral meetings. I'm sorry we haven't got a detailed report. We will have something that we can share with this group in the next week or so, hopefully. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel.
Okay. Any question or comment?
Lynn Sainor. I was just going to comment to Bill's last. It's Lynn Sainor. I was just going to comment to Bill's last comment in the chat room, where he said personally he'd like to hear about the bilaterals. I think what would be important, and maybe that goes back to the second time the public session we were talking about earlier, is, you know, what is ICANN looking to achieve through the WEF participation and through the bilateral and the meetings that were there? You know, what is he looking for in terms of endorsement or support? Or so maybe that's something we can either talk about in our Monday meeting, or find a way to couple that in the second topic as we look forward and we talk about sort of engagement and the relationship between staff and the community. This being an example of work going forward, and hopefully we have the opportunity to help shape what we think the community's participation should be in it and what our expectations are of ICANN staff in terms of engaging the community.
Thanks, Becky. Yeah, I think we can do that, and I mean, to use efficiently our Monday session to talk about that, and so we can spend time in that regard. We have just 2 minutes in this call, so I'm just trying to see if you have any comment or suggestion or are asking for action that we need to follow up.
This is Becky. I'd just like to second Lynn's suggestion. I think it would be very interesting to hear about that, what the sort of bilateral meetings were designed to produce and what we think they did produce.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Can you just please repeat? I have really problem to hear everybody well in this call, but can you just please repeat what you were saying?
Oh, I was just expressing my support for Lynn's idea that we have a conversation about sort of the bilateral meetings at Davos and what the goal was and how much, you know, what kind of progress. I think it's, you know, Nigel said that there's going to be a more detailed report, but I think it's sort of that conversation would be very interesting for the rest of us.
Rafiq, Nigel Hickson here. Just very briefly, Lynn, and not trying to get away from a written report, but clearly at this juncture, some of the bilaterals were in terms of the IANA transition, in terms of talking to business and other governments about what was going on. So that obviously was one element of the bilaterals. Another element was raising awareness on the WSIS plus 10 process and the engagement that will be required in New York in due course. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. I think it's the whole engagement issue is kind of, people want to get better understanding of what's happening. So if you can report, I guess, in the Monday session about all these bilaterals and beyond, that I think make things more easy to understand what's happening. Otherwise, people will interpret in a different way. So, just to be transparent about this bilaterals, it will make things more easy for everybody, and I think that's what we are trying to achieve here. So, okay. So, other than that, so if there is no comment or question, I will be happy to adjourn the call. While I see that kind of passionate discussion in the Adobe Connect chat, and I don't want to stop it, but. Just wondering if you have any question or comments. Otherwise, we can continue the discussion within the list with all what we raise as issue, in particular regarding the topic number two. Okay. So, thanks everyone. Hopefully I see you soon in Singapore. And we will continue the discussion in the mailing list and get all this finalized really before the Singapore meeting. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye, thank you.